we don't like flowers.
There you go. That's your phrase of the day. 503. That and... It's 503-733. The best part is how he just continues talking in the background. And I'm unclear about whether he's interrupting
her. He stopped for a minute, and then Bush says, "You're okay." And then he continues.
Bush, who has years of experience just tuning out the views of anybody who disagrees with him, anybody who tries to interrupt, get a word in edgewise, say something, contradict him in any, correct him in any way, fashion, or form. Just don't deviate from the prepared text. And so forth. As I was... No, what I was... Growth of 3%. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. 5 hours, 55 minutes, 22 seconds away from Listener Party the Listener Party 9 happening tonight at Sabala's Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne, 7 p.m. Featuring a performance by the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, a special guest. We've got the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest happening about halfway through tonight. We've got a fantastic introduction, by the way, which is golden. You guys, you've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. It's fantastic. It's genius. So you got to be there for that. You got to be there right at the top. And many other surprises and wackiness happening tonight. So that is tonight. You must be there. You must be there. I never get tired of saying that. It's 503-733-2970, coming up today still. Bottom of this hour, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, who's going to talk about, reading right off the sheet now, porn downloads. Sure, you can download porn to your computer, but then what? So I guess if you're unclear about step number two, and possibly three, after download porn to your computer, which I thought was sort of self-explanatory, Jim Roop will be here to explain it all.
We could also ask him why the L.A. City Council has approved a $39 million elephant house.
Okay. Let's do that.
I want to know.
Well, he'll be here to explicate all of those things. Jen Lane will be here as well, and other things, so and so forth. Should I be getting these phone calls here? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a show.
I'm dropping things left and right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is full-time listener Greg.
Wait, hold on. Ow, oh, for the love of God, just when I don't anticipate that it's going to be happening. Full-time listener, which is, for the, and the sound we've got for that is, it's a happy sound, a sound that we use a lot.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, hi, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, well, I came up with the kiss in your ass.
All right, thank you.
I had a couple of suggestions for band names.
Of course you do. Okay.
Okay, well, the first one is in reference to the Geek Factor and also your forced hiatus.
Okay.
Which would be hibernation sickness.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Judges, hold on. One. Two. Okay, yeah.
It's better than Raiders of the Lost Rock.
Shh. Nothing is better than that. Nothing.
The second one would be referring to Weapon of the Day, and that would be Daisy Cutter.
Daisy Cutter.
Yeah, you know.
I believe your streak is over, sir. I believe
all right,
that,
well, thank you very much.
I believe, no, but don't get me wrong. I mean, I really think that you just used up all your talent on the kiss it by ass thing. I think that...
Yeah, clearly.
That, I mean, it's like, you put it all into that, and now you are bereft.
That's the problem. The mine is played out.
So you've stripped yourself clean.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We'll see you there tonight.
Yes, indeed.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Hi, Rick Daisy Cutter. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is a full-time listener from way back, George of Wilsonville.
Yeah, I don't know why the audio thing doesn't want to load for some reason. Just insert, like, yes sound here.
Oh, how's that?
All right. That'll work.
I know you don't like, for a band name, I know you don't like Corpse Freighter in honor of George Bush.
Corpse Raider? Okay.
Freighter.
Oh, Corpse Freighter.
Okay, and I know you don't like, in honor of yourself, Meat Sofa. Okay.
Meat Sofa.
Yeah.
Is this going to be another Wedges of Clyde?
Yes. You've got to go for Wedges of Clyde.
How did I know? Wedges of Clyde. Here's when we were originally naming the house band for this program, the band that eventually became the Tim Riley Factor. We went through Meat Sofa, Rainbow Vomit, Wedges of Clyde, Puppy Mill, I believe. you know, something having to do with, like... something liquefied, something intestines or something or other. Mm-hmm. So, Wedges of Clyde is.
Come on, it goes back to the day when Clyde was a regular in-house guest.
Yes,
which
well,
was
I,
by the way, in some ways, your finest days.
Here's the thing. I don't really know that anybody wants to picture Wedges and Clyde. Because then it's sort of like a whole Thanksgiving thing with the cornucopia and like some corn and whatever, and then Wedges of Clyde.
Well, let's ask the man himself.
All right. We'll put the Clyde signal in the... I'm sure he's busy helping the youth of the day.
Well, he'll be there tonight.
He'll be there tonight. You can run it by him.
And, I'm going to be there even though I'm a dork and I'm hideous and I'm 45 years old.
No, you've got it wrong. You're going to be there because you're a dork and you're hideous.
Okay. All right. Very good. And, Daisy Cutter wasn't that bad.
No, Daisy Cutter's not... It's not terrible.
Okay. It's beats the hell out of your...
Why don't you... Okay. We're done with this call. Thank you.
See you tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Did he say he was 25?
No, he's 45.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because I've been talking to George for years. I didn't realize we would be the same age.
All I'm saying is it's not like it's the worst band name in the history of the world. There are band names that look at. I know it's no, like, Letters to Cleo. You know, it's no better than Ezra. Raiders of the Lost Rock. It's better than Stone Temple Pilots, and those guys sold, like, 40 billion records.
Rick, it's terrible.
I'm going to reach. This is terrible, this name. Rick, I just got done letting Jake do me, by the way, while he ate his burrito. Thought Sarah would like to know. Andy.
Did he film it?
I'll let you take that up with Andy tonight. It's 503-733-2970. How about this, Rick? Boy, some of these are just... after an expensive MySpace, Google, and Yahoo search, I have concluded that there is actually no existing band named the Dirty Rotten Rockstars, just so you know. See, I don't dislike that one at all. And I do have to note, by the way, that here we are. Here we are. 5 hours, 49 minutes, and 34 seconds away from Listener Party 9, and I am aware that after a whole week's worth of searching and surveying, we are still without a name for the audience. We are bereft of any sort of name. I do understand that. I am aware of it. It doesn't seem logical or sensical to me either. It seems like we could have come up with one by now. We probably got enough to name every band in the world like four times over. We just don't have one that we want to use. So, I am aware of that. I kind of like Dirty Rotten Rockstars. I think it's kind of cool. But now you're rolling your eyes. What is wrong with that name?
You can't put the... If you're trying to make a rock band, I don't think... What you don't understand is that you can't put the word rock in the name of the band just because it's a rock band. That makes it not cool. See what I'm saying?
No, I... Okay.
Okay.
Well, aren't there bands...
Tim agrees.
Aren't there rock bands out there with rock in the title? I guess there's...
There's School of Rock. That's about it.
Chris Rock.
He's not really a... Okay. Then I guess this one's out, All Holes Filled with Hard Rock.
Yeah, that's out.
And then he said, by the way, I like Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's Eric. It's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Zach.
Hi, Zach. How are you? Is Zach short for Zacharias?
No, Zachary. But
Zachary, that's a great name. Biblical names like that, things like that, names like that are bitching. They never got a style. What's up?
I had a couple names for you, one serious and one less serious.
You see, this just makes me want to pull my tongue out and then set my face on fire. Not you specifically, Zach. What's up? What do you got?
A reference to the visual image from last week, Skull Spike.
Skull Spike. Well, that says metal at least. That does say a little, rock and roll power! So,
And then an obvious Emerson reference to Emerson Starship.
Emerson Starship. Okay. Here's the thing about that. That's genius. I cannot suggest or endorse that because it has my name in it. Just like when we were getting ready to come back on the air and a guy's like, you ought to call the station Emerson 970. Which, actually, to be fair, I was actually not opposed to for like a couple weeks. It was like a stunting sort of a thing. Like those stations that play all Louie Louie or Beatles records nonstop for like a week just to get people's attention. I proposed Lycus 970 or Tom 970 and even Emerson 970 would not have been bad as like a stunt. But again, you realize that I couldn't suggest any of those things because you can't, it's like you can't call yourself T-Bone. You can't call the station Emerson 970 when you're the program director. Emerson Starship. Can we go to the judges on this?
That's pretty good.
I find that acceptable.
Maybe we should... Let's make the decision at the end of the show.
All right, I'm going to write it down. What's your name, sir? Zach?
Zach.
Zach Emerson Starship.
Yep.
It's not... Oh, listen to that. Listen to the self-assurance. Yes, it is I, Zach, who have come up with the name, as I knew I would.
I've been waiting for a couple days to get hold of you.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Zach. You go with God.
Thank you. You're awesome.
All right, thank you. I'm just going to let that one sit there marinate for a while. Let it age for a bit.
Well, I'll write that.
Okay. It's 503-733-2970. 970. Are we ready to cover more of these? We'll go back to the phones. We got to do the news desk. We got the Jim Rube coming up, Jen Lane. I'm just going to read a couple more of these, and I swear to God, we're not going to take any more band suggestions. Rick, I've got a name for the band. I've been around since 99. This is a nod to the other old listeners. How about We're Going to Eat Your Soul? And then he just puts yes with like a million exclamation marks behind it. About Ron Livingston and Secret Shoots. Rick, it's true. Okay, this is now, this is a reference in the claim that Jake Gyllenhaal might be here for a secret film shoot. He said, that's true. Ron Livingston, Mr. TPS reports, was filming in the architecture building at Portland State where I go to school. After meeting him, I immediately looked to see what movie they were making, and the IMDb had no info on this movie or of any shooting in Portland. Mm-hmm. Stephen Gresham. So it is true. So is that Music of the Heart that there was no info for?
Yes.
So there was no info on the IMDb by Music of the Heart, so that wasn't under the radar kind of a shoot. Mm-hmm. Interesting. About the underwear stealer or the underwear leaver, is there any chance he's one of Sarah's roommates? Has she taken inventory recently? Inventory of Sarah's panties.
My roommates are both going to be there tonight.
Manuel, are they going to bring their lovers?
Yes.
Okay.
The current lovers.
Rick, any chance Sarah's sexy, sexy therapist is going to be at the listener party, perhaps dressed in a wicked therapist outfit? Sweet discipline.
I invited her, but she said no.
Now, didn't she? Is it not true? And we'll talk more about this after the listener party's done. Is it not true that your therapist said that I was, quote, really good for you?
No, that I was good for you.
Oh, well, that's also true.
Yeah.
And
we're good for each other.
Yes, we provide a thing that happens in a...
You're the potato to my potato.
Okay. Let's get these. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, Rick. This is Dante.
Hi, Dante. How are you, sir?
I'm in one piece, man.
Blah, blah, blah. You're not even supposed to be here today. Blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, I've got a band name for you, man.
Okay.
Just hear me out. The Phineas Gage Trio.
The Phineas Gage Trio. Phineas Gage is the guy whose skull was on display at OMSI for a long time. Phineas Gage is the guy who was working on a steam engine of some kind about 100 years ago. It blew apart and it shot a huge rod through the bottom of his head out the top of his skull. Didn't kill him, but they said he was grumpy for the rest of his life.
No, didn't he end up with Tourette's syndrome and he'd like walk around just cussing at people?
I'm unclear about whether he did full-on cussing, but I know they said that he did seem irascible and somewhat annoyed for the rest of his days.
It's a great band.
Phineas Gage Trio is not too bad. You know, but for some reason when I hear that, I think it'd be like a jam band or something. I don't know why. I picture a bunch of hippies in corduroy and bad scruffy beards playing an endless version of, like, Dr. John's Jug Band or something.
Well, it's like, you know, the Phineas Gage School of Body Piercing.
Now, see, that's good. You ought to, except it'd be like Phineas 6 Gage. All right, there you go. Thank you, sir.
Gage.
All right, thank you. Thank you. We'll see you tonight, sir.
You will.
All right, thank you. There you go. All right, that's Dante. One more, and then I swear to God, we're never taking another band name suggestion again. Ever? Ever! Every time I take a band name suggestion, now a little piece of my soul dies. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, not much. I was thinking about movies.
Yes.
Rock E, with E as in Emerson.
Rock E.
Rock!
Except you'd almost want to call it like Rocky 666 or something. Rock E. All right, that's actually not too bad. See, now they're just all becoming about me, which is fine. As long as I don't come up with
it.
Rock
E. It is all about you.
Well,
for the radio god.
That's what I keep telling people. No one seems to pay any attention, though. Everybody just goes about their business, and Sarah, you know, ignores me and does her nails. So what are you going to do? All right.
I love Sarah, by the way.
Yeah, well, we all do. some of us more than others. Unless you're Jake Gyllenhaal. In which case, you're too busy making out with a guy who just bought you a burrito, apparently, at Chipotle. Are you going to be there tonight, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you bringing anybody with you?
Possibly.
Possibly. But how hard can it be? There's going to be the chicks and schoolgirl outfits and booze and rock.
Well, yeah, but that needs more girls for me.
Well, that is true. All right. Fair enough, I guess. It is sort of a numbers game at that point. All
right. That's right.
We'll see you tonight, my friend.
All right.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Yeah. All right, listener party 9 is now 5 hours, 41 minutes, 57 seconds away. The best part is when I say it, just sort of a little twitching happens in Sarah's face, and she just sort of utters a guttural moan. I'm going to read, well, I'm not, actually. That's a lie. Is people calling about band names still? All right. The band name selection process is now closed. Over. It's now, the line must be drawn here. Here and no further. So there you go. So we're done. If you're calling about a band name, stop. I urge you now. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. I don't care if it's ringing. Hang it up now. Hang it up. Hang it up. We're done. Because, it, really, if we don't have it by now, we're never going to have it. We got nothing. It's 503-733-2970. Here is what is on tap for the rest of today. We got Jen Lane coming up later on. I've written down, what is this note I've written to myself? MySpace whores. Well, I'll figure out what that means. What else? Jim Roop is going to be here to talk about porn downloading. And I guess what? I swear to God, it says you downloaded porn, but then what? So we'll talk about that. We got news on the Star Wars kid. I do have to get to this busboy assault story because it's hilarious. More emails about the party, including this fantastic one right here from this guy, Oakley. So I will read that later on and more. We'll go to the city desk here in just a few as well. Ladies and gentlemen, take this brief break. We will continue. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are now coming up on Listener Party 9, which is just 5 hours, 40 minutes, 17 seconds away. If you have any spine, any backbone, any life, if you have any vitality within your human frame, you will be there. 7 p.m. Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this on Johnson 970.
They're in the life of a fool, like I said before, I'm living low. Life, take your time. You'll go. Put to hear, not a thing to fear. Brother to brother, not another is sincere. Teach a man how to be a father, to never tell his woman.
Well, that's only because we had the part. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Frick, how about the colon cowboys? No, I'm done. We're done. We're done. That's it. That's it. We're no longer taking band name suggestions. Except for this. Rick? How about the Holy Grails and or the Scotty Jays? Scotty Jays. One guy is asking, if intern Scotty J will be in attendance tonight.
Is it the gay bread truck driver?
It really is. It really is. The gay bread truck driver who is no longer has Kyle to sort of textually salivate all over. I'm paraphrasing that, but it was effectively, since I don't have Kyle to lust after anymore, what's that new intern look like? Is he anything? Is he going to be there tonight? Let me know. The answer is he will be there. He'll be there doing our bidding and carrying out small, tedious, and humiliating tasks for us. Because that's what it, and then the best part is, then he has to be here tomorrow working on the show screening calls, too. And you know he's the kind of guy that just gets, like, three quarters in the bag. Look at this. Sarah just did the whole, like, big nod and, like, the, yes, I know it's true.
Well, I'm not usually walking a straight line after a listener party either. So.
I'm just saying, but take a good look at that guy. He looks like a guy who,
Yeah, I think he's going to get a little sentimental. What do you think?
Rick, I'm so glad.
Did I do something to make you guys mad at me? And then we can push him over and laugh at him.
I just thank you so much for this opportunity. And then we'll have to, like, pat him on the shoulder and go, it's okay, Scotty Jane. Whatever. And then he'll show up tomorrow and not remember it.
No, but he's a mobile DJ, so he must know how to keep it together. That's like a night job.
I suppose.
Line one is Luke from Australia.
Okay. So we're going to take Luke from Australia. Then we're going to talk to Jim Roop, who's going to talk to us about porn, believe it or not. And then we'll have Tim Riley at the City Desk. We'll have Jen Lane in here later on today, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, this email says, this is from Matt, and he says, please stop playing the woman screaming. It's freaking out my rabbits. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Luke in Australia. How are you, sir?
Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
Tim Kramer, this is George Bush speaking to the president. Is it a premier? Who is the guy? Who's the head of China?
He's the president of China.
President of China speaking to the, quote, president of America. Interrupted by a heckling woman. Let's hear it one more time. It's like taking a cheese grater to your ears.
It really is. And down this crappy phone line. All I could hear was that. But anyway, Talent, how the hell are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are things in Australia?
Things are pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, okay.
How good could anything
in the morning
be in Australia?
On Friday. Everything's.
Now, is it, what time is it there?
4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning on Friday. So it is already. So you are about 15 hours ahead of us. So now, are you? Would you normally be asleep at this time, or do you get up just to call the show?
Yeah, no, I'd be asleep at this time.
Would you be asleep?
But I've been up late. I've been, God, it's terrible. Every time I call you, I've been drinking.
Behold my surprise. That seems so unlikely for an Australian person. Isn't it true?
I know. And I'm not typically drunk all the time.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Isn't it true that Australians it's a lot of drinking almost around the clock there? Isn't it sort of a national sport?
Yep. Just the other day, I was walking around the neighborhood, and I passed this guy, and I said, "Oh, how you going, mate?" He said, "Good." He said, "Not drunk enough, though." And I said, "Well, drink faster." He said, "Good idea," and he did. So that was wonderful.
That's the sort of thing that would happen in Portland, Oregon. I feel like I forget that you are in Perth.
Yeah.
Look at that. Okay. I think we should announce. I think on this show we should have some sort of ceremony, like maybe in the future, next week, something like that. We should have some sort of ceremony, and me, Rick Emerson, here on the Rick Emerson Show, we are going to announce that Perth is Portland's sister city from now on. What is our sister? It's probably something in. Why is it always in Japan? It's probably something in Japan.
I was just going to say it's probably Okawa or something, some crap.
Yeah. So it's probably Ikatakataka in Japan. So we screw them. So
Compared to me.
So we are officially going to make Perth the sister city of Portland, Oregon. It's some ceremony on the show, and everybody will hoist a lager.
I love it.
Thank you.
A Foster's, no doubt, even though I don't drink that.
It's true. What is your
plug for them.
What is your drink of choice in Australia?
Wine. I'm more with Clyde on the wine and. Uh-huh. All Bacardi. Mum and Dad just brought me home some Bacardi this week. That was nice.
They
went away on a cruise.
Okay.
Off Sydney, some bastards.
All right. Are you much of a vodka drinker?
Not really.
Okay. Well, see, then you and Sarah would get along perfectly because you're not going to be bogarting each other's stash.
You wouldn't drink my vodka.
Then you and Sarah wouldn't be drinking each other's booze. So that would be, you work out fine. Well, we got to get
but
you.
I am open to trying.
See, but you're broad-minded. That's what we like about the Australian people.
Definitely. Hey, listen, man, I got to say, I did call just to wish you guys all the best for tonight. I'm sorry that I cannot be there, but hopefully within the next one or two listener parties, I will endeavor to be there.
Thank you, sir. Well, you know, I'll tell you what.
Don't get that kind of commitment from Lars Larson listeners.
That is true. All right, see, look how the hatred of Lars and the knowledge of his completely tedious and uninteresting radio program spreads across many, many, many time zones and hemispheres.
Yeah. I just heard the first of one of his podcasts tonight, and that was interesting. And by the way, I should say I will endeavor to make it to the next listener party, provided your nutjob president doesn't mistake our continent for Iran and nuke it instead.
We're doing the best we can.
Which could happen.
I'd give it the odds like 1 in 3 right now, my friend.
Yeah. We had a TV program here, and they flew over to the States and asked a whole bunch of people, Americans on the street, to identify particular countries on a map. And many, many of the Americans, unfortunately, identified our continent as Iran. And just know it all.
Public education. All right. Thaggers, we will talk to you soon, my friend. Enjoy your Australian weather. We will talk to you in the very near future.
Thank you. And look forward to hearing about Jim Roop and porn on the podcast soon.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. I don't know anything about the. I have no knowledge of any alleged podcast that exist. That's not a thing that I. In no way do I have any. Let's go to the. Let's welcome. Thank you. Live from Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent to the stars in the City of Angels, Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
Hello, Johnny. I'm fine, thanks so much.
Wait, who was that? Was that McMahon? Who are you doing just
now? Oh, that's a guy I used to work with back in Cincinnati. He used to get my name wrong and call me Johnny all the time.
Are you calling from inside a coffee can of some kind?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
It really does. Where are you?
I'm at the bureau where I always am.
And you sound especially hollow today.
I.
Ah, there we go.
I cannot explain that other than let me try to.
Oh, no, you sound fine now.
Oh, okay.
All right. But this is gripping radio. This is a whole lot of small town, like, I can barely hear. Can you hear me now? No, it's coming in better.
I had the string stretched tight enough, sir. Apparently I did not.
Thank you. You should know, by the way, as we just discovered from our previous phone call, you actually have a fan base in Perth, Australia.
How about that?
You are bad and worldwide, my friend.
Uh-oh.
All right. Hey, so first of all, I got to ask you, did you hear that insane Chinese woman screaming?
Yes, I did.
It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. There's never been... I mean, that she just won't stop. She can't. She's like a T-1000 of heckling.
Like the Killing Fields, man.
Mao! Yeah, that's exactly. I shouldn't laugh at the Killing Fields. That's funny stuff, is what that is. Hey,
it's beautiful.
Is it true that you're talking about porn today?
Well, I'm talking about the adult entertainment industry and
porn.
It's forging into new technology.
Uh-huh.
Again, the adult entertainment industry, the porn industry, okay, I'll say it. The porn industry is going where mainstream Hollywood is resisting to go.
See, so
it'll be a virtual Van Nuys.
So you're talking about porn and the fact that they are heading off towards an exciting new direction.
Well, yeah, what's happening is that much like the 70s when the porn industry embraced video that mainstream Hollywood resisted. Porn industry is now embracing computer technology again.
Embracing and fondling and groping.
Hollywood is resisting. Hollywood has announced that it will start offering downloads of mainstream movies.
Right.
That you can download to your computer. However, you can burn it to DVD, but it will be encrypted. You can only play it back on your PC. What the porn industry is doing is taking that one step further. And you can burn the movie to a DVD and play it on any DVD player, on any TV, your neighbor's house, your grandma's house, anybody's house.
That's fantastic. See, now here's the thing. I have to say, and people can laugh at this, but if you think about it, it really is true. You think, look around your house, computer, television, anything that is sort of entertainment-based. The odds are about 95% that any technological advance that you use, whether it's on the internet, whether it is with a video game system, whether it's with your computer, whether it's with a handheld device, so to speak, the odds are about 95% that the technology push to create that came from either video games or porn.
It did.
Those are the two things that drive the technological industry. It's completely true.
It's Vivid Entertainment that is offering this, and I was talking with Bill Asher, who's one of the co-chairmen of Vivid Entertainment. He said it's not that the porn industry executives are smarter, but it's necessity.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They cannot distribute their movies to theaters like mainstream Hollywood can, so they have to figure out other ways. So maybe this is really an intelligence factor. They have to figure out other ways to get their movies out there and to do it in a way where they can still maintain their audience base on an anonymous basis, because
yeah.
People will refuse or they're embarrassed sometimes, and the porn industry is very aware of this, and they could care less that people are embarrassed because
sure.
They're still buying the product. And so they're offering this technology, which I think is incredibly smart.
Well, here's the thing is the porn industry, you're right there in L.A. where it's like you drive down Sunset and there's huge Vivid billboards
sure.
and everything. But, I mean, the porn industry has gone through so many evolutions. And the great thing about them, man, is they know it's like adapt or die.
Yeah.
And they've gone from the backroom stag films and the 8mm loops and Times Square being, you know, just a huge red light district to theaters to VCR to DVD to cyber. And it's like they... As soon as something happens to threaten their livelihood, it's like a week and a half later, they've figured out a way to deal with it.
They're incredibly resilient, incredibly smart. They're like the chameleons of entertainment. They can hide, they can figure things out, they can adapt. They're like the Marines.
I gotta tell you, they adapt, they improvise, they overcome.
They adapt, improvise, overcome.
I gotta tell you though, and I say this with all sincerity, there was a time, early in when I was either late teens, early 20s, there was a time when I really... It sounds like a gag, but I very much considered going into the adult entertainment business, not as a performer, obviously, but as some sort of porn overlord,
yeah.
Because, like, that's where the money is, and that's where the money's going to continue to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it seems like you could, you know, wear, like, you know, whatever you wanted to work, so.
True.
You know, so you got
and,
that.
And, it's, and the movies are getting better. I mean, let's face it. Come on, we've all seen them. They actually have plots.
Yeah.
Chicka-chicka-chow-now, that's gone now. They have real music going on. You know, they are the Gunny Highway of entertainment, and I just love the way they...
The Gunny Highway of that you pulled out the Heartbreak Ridge reference.
Well, you know, we just use that.
Dude, I'm just...
To overcome. And, you
want to capture men between the ages of 25 and 54 in this audience, my friend? You have just done it. Look at you playing to the demo. God bless you, Jim Roop. That's another reason why you are fantastic. Hey, so here's the next thing.
I am only as good as the host of the show on which I am helping.
And well,
it is you who raised me to the level of excellence.
I didn't want to make that observation myself. Sarah's making a masturbatory gesture with her hands. I have to tell you this. Now, I don't know what listener event will happen in the future after this one tonight, which is maybe the death of us all. I don't know what's going to happen, but I got to tell you, my goal now is to get Luke from Australia and you, Jim Roop, from Los Angeles here at the same time. I think if we were able to do that, I think the universe might just collapse. We'd all go supernova.
Everything would be in line.
Yes. So if I
talk... I would love, and we've talked about this before, I would love to be able to attend one of your parties.
We'll just have you come up. We'll have you do a whole show with you. Have you hang out in the studio. We'll load up. We'll party. So,
I remember Laura was a little hesitant to allow that the last time you...
Laura, she's not even there this week. I'm looking at this right now. It's some guy named Richard Weibrow.
Richard Weibrow's a good guy.
Oh, it's some great guy named Richard Weibrow. So she's not
even... He was very pleasant to talk to on the phone.
She's not even there this week.
He's a funny guy, Richard Weibrow.
All right. Jim Roop, Los Angeles, the next time you hear from me, I may not really be able to speak. So you'll probably do the heavy lifting next time.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Have fun tonight, man.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. So fantastic. He pulled out the Heartbreak Ridge. Men, we're going to war. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the city desk with Tim Riley. Right here. I'm sorry. Do we have somebody special on hold?
We do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we can wait.
Ooh, should I go to the phones or should I go to Tim?
Go to the phone first. We'll wait.
Yeah, he's been waiting a few minutes.
He's been waiting a few minutes. We have this very important phone call before we begin here. Now, let's go to line one.
Hi, Rick Emerson Joseph.
Hey, what's happening? It's Lo.
Hey, it is our good friend, hip-hop artist to the stars, and Rick Emerson, the extended cast member of the Lo, calling from the City of Sin, Las Vegas. How are you, sir?
Just trying to keep a loud blackout.
That's the best phrase ever, by the way, because we saw this report on Chief Foxworth, or former Chief Foxworth, and like every other line was blacked out with pen because it was all like a lot of... I wish to give you my hot, steamy chocolate affection or whatever. And it was all blacked out. So Sarah just looks over the page and she goes, that's a lot of blackout right there. And
That was the best thing I'd heard all week.
Oh.
It sucks because I'm about a week behind everybody. So
yeah, come on.
I'm way behind and that finished me for about the next hour at work.
Yeah, you must hear that all the time though.
I guess, I don't like to brag about it.
But. Yeah. Hey, so you are in, lived here up until about, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August, I think.
And so Lo's the man behind Radio Gangsta. And here's the question, though. Are you going to go see Kevin Federline for us when he comes to Vegas?
Well, I'm looking into that today because I didn't see how much lunch money I'm going to have to forfeit to spend my evening with that gym.
Because he's not. I wonder if it would actually cause you physical pain to be in a club where Kevin Federline, because he's not going to be performing. This is the thing, he's not even going to be performing live. You're going to be paying... to sit there and to listen to him playing his record for you.
But he's going to be there being really cool, which might help my career.
You can bask in the reflected glory of K-Fed.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'll owe it all to him and have to have shout-outs to him on my album.
It'll have to be Lo featuring, and it'll have to be a lot of him on the track going, turn up my headphones. Need more snare. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That will ruin me.
Let me ask you this.
That's what I found.
This is like KDEY in LA. This is hits from today and back in the day. I gotta ask you this: as a hip hop performer, do you and other rap dudes sit around and talk about just people that ought to be killed? Just performers that ought to be taken out back and eliminated?
More or less. I have some really good stuff I got from some guys in New York that they sit around and talk about how Black Eyed Peas are clown shoes. It's hilarious.
Clown shoes?
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, for the most part, we sit around, we'll watch a few videos, we'll kind of do the knowledge, as they say, just so we know what's going on, and then we sit around and wonder why these people are famous. and then we sit and drink our pain away.
You will fit right in. The next time you're able to make it back up here for one of our things, my friend.
Oh, man, I'm so disappointed I can't be up there for the thing, dude, because I have waited for so long.
Well, it has been a long, hard road out of hell, as they say. Here's the thing, is that, and somebody just noted this, and we haven't made a huge deal about this, but tomorrow, is that right about that, Sarah? Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of our firing.
It is.
Tomorrow.
That's just awful. I'd like to drive to Entercom and handle a few people.
It would be wrong for me to advocate.
There's nobody left there.
I'm going to go whack on that intermation, that automation system.
Well,
give it a swift kick.
Well, hey, man, at the very least, since I can't be there, I just want to wish all you the hardest hangovers you can possibly strap on to yourself.
Thank you, my friend.
And, when you get a minute, run by the Emerson Army MySpace group. I left a little gem there for you.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, The Low calling from Las Vegas. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take it
easy. All right, man. There you go. That's our good friend Low in Vegas. Fantastic. Do we have to break?
Well, we should.
Let's do the news.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Okay.
Nothing to feel bad about. Actually.
Next time we go to Vegas, we got to, like, hook up with that guy.
I mean, I'm surprised in Vegas they don't know how to do away with people. Isn't that where all that began?
Las Vegas is the land of getting people handled.
Absolutely.
Look, here's a 500 chip. That guy over there.
There's a lot of desert out there.
A lot of desert and and shovels come cheap.
Just a big burial ground. Hundreds of miles.
You can keep the money and take the hammer, or you can get out.
Well, Angelina Jolie's ex-lesbian lover is warning Brad Pitt. She thinks the actress turned humanitarian will return to her bisexual ways. She could be teamed up with David Lee Roth.
Not anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. That hasn't been verified yet.
No, it hasn't been. That's strictly a trade rumor.
And it was on the front of Yahoo today. Speculation.
Anyway, actress and lesbian insists Jolie's romance with Pitt won't last because she'll soon crave the love of a woman. She dated Jolie off and on back in the 90s, and now she's in love with a British television presenter named Rebecca. Admit she was crazy about the Hollywood star during their passionate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's her mouth that made me beg for more. Kissing me passionately with his full lips over every inch of my body.
It's her mouth that made me beg for more.
It's unbelievable what she can do.
I'm never going to get tired of that. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Speaking of Chinese, here's a story from Florida. Actually, we have two Florida stories. Well, a royal beach man ended up in jail for swiping some Chinese food meant for his neighbor and faces 11 years in prison and will receive a $333 fine. The Chinese King Delivery man went to the wrong door and the fellow was hungry. He took the bag of food and signed the $27 credit card receipt but was arrested before he could crack open his fortune cookie. The food was meant for his neighbor, the girlfriend of a former police officer who was with her and also hungry. Was it good? Asked the judge. I didn't need it, said the man. I was in jail the same night. He's charged with forgery and uttering a forged instrument, both felonies. But the stock clerk at a local furniture store... Oh, he is a stock clerk at the furniture store. He pled guilty to misdemeanor theft. He's also missed court dates and lost his bond, so he's doing time.
Okay.
Our second Florida story...
Yeah, we did that. Okay.
An older Florida man, identifying himself as a doctor in South Florida, offered free breast exams as he went door-to-door in the Lauderdale Lakes neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now he's facing the legal music.
Oh,
76-year-old Philip Weinikov has been arrested and charged with sexually assaulting two women who took him up on his offer.
Okay, but...
Going door-to-door.
Is this not a... Now, look, I'm speaking now...
Clinically.
And journalistically.
So wait, so this guy was walking up to women's doors saying he'd give them a free breast exam?
Right, like the
Fuller
brush.
Those women deserved it.
This is what I'm saying. Okay, and I'm speaking now linguistically. Is it not true that in this case they were quite literally asking for it?
Yes.
Give me a breast. Do it now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're dumb. You get what dumb people get.
Well, one of the women became suspicious after he asked her to take off all her clothing before he started a genital exam without putting on rubber gloves.
I have to examine your breasts from the inside.
The woman dialed the Broward County Sheriff's Office before the suspect ran off. He was nabbed at another woman's apartment in the same neighborhood.
There's a man, Okay.
So at least two women, each in their 30s, allowed him into their homes where he fondled and assaulted them.
This is not assault. It's just not. It doesn't seem likely that a guy being hit with the back of the head with a crowbar and a woman who is clearly as dumb as a pile of rocks, allowing a guy to get his grope on. You know, if you got the brain of a box of hair, that's your own problem. That's a YP. Don't make it an MP.
One in Wisconsin was it never cared very much for the taste of fruitcake, so when his aunt sent him one in Alaska back in 1962, he set it aside, forgot about it. Well, according to the Waukesha Freeman, that's your local newspaper, The Christmas cake got packed up with the rest of Lance Nesta's personal belongings, and he went home and, well, he left it there for a few years. Recently, he rediscovered the fruitcake, over 40 years old, still in the box, and shrouded in its brown paper wrapping, with $1.21 in postage still marked on it. Well, when he found it, he couldn't resist opening it to see how the fruitcake fared over the past four decades that spanned nine presidencies. Nesta said he was amazed it hadn't changed at all.
Okay. Fruitcake is, well, never mind. We'll talk about this come Christmas.
Much after the end of the listener party tonight on Late Late Night Television.
Not that this matters to anybody, really, because you should really stay there until you have to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, or after midnight. Be in a drunken stupor.
Yeah. All right.
Piranha 2, the spawning.
Yeah!
Blood-sucking fish terrorize a swinging singles resort.
Okay, Piranha 2, the spawning is the best movie ever.
You could always record it.
Oh, now you know why Piranha... Okay, yeah, you should... Well, what channel is it on?
That is on the IFC channel, the Independent Film.
Now, you know who directed Piranha, directed most of Piranha 2, The Spawning?
I don't know.
Piranha 2, The Spawning. Director, anyone know? Here's a hint. Jack, I will never let go.
James Cameron.
James Cameron, baby. Piranha 2. And not only are they spawning, they fly. They're flying, spawning piranha.
Ooh.
And they're rubber. And they're all fake looking. And they
and
attack
all, like,
people.
And all, like, with big jagged
teeth. Yeah. James Cameron. That was his first film. He was actually so... This is a great story. He was actually so invested personally and emotionally in the making of Piranha 2, The Spawning, that he disagreed with the producer of the film. And the producer kicked him off. And Cameron actually flew to Paris... And I believe it, the story goes, 2 a.m., broke into the editing room and, like, stole the film and took it back somewhere and edited it because his artistic vision of Piranha 2, The Spawning had to be fulfilled. So it's a terrible film, but it's kind of an interesting chapter in it. But it doesn't matter because you're going to be the listener party anyway. Sarah, you get a text message. Let's all stop while you read it.
Okay. It's from Jen Lane.
Oh, great. I have gotten hand caught in tractor. Will not
stuck
be able to...
Stuck on the bridge.
Okay. There you go.
And because you know you want to watch Tony Danza's show, his guest today is actor Rob Morrow.
No one knows.
He used to be on that show with the Moose. Is that a few years ago?
Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Northern Exposure is one of those shows that it's like a hole in my pop culture knowledge because I should know about it, but I don't. I've never seen it.
Well, that's the best
I
you could do.
I used to TiVo it, but I never really got onto it. But I did go camping in the town that it was filmed in.
All I know in Roslyn or whatever? Or is that the fake town?
But it's in Washington State.
No, that's its name. It's Roslyn.
Okay. All I know is that there were some lesbians on there, and then, like, John Corbett was a DJ. That's it. And then he went on to be unlucky. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's enough.
All right.
They'll be back later.
Tim Riley will be back later on with more of the City Desk. Right here in my hands, I'm holding the set list for tonight. I'm not going to tell you what they're starting with, but I'll tell you this. I will tell you this, that there was a serious faction in the band that had to be dissuaded from opening with Ace of Spades by Motorhead. And I think someone finally pulled them aside and said, it's just too much. It's just too much rock. So Ace of Spades is on the list there. But I think they were afraid that it would just kill people if they started the set at full volume with Ace of Spades, like going from zero to Motorhead in like half a second. I don't even know that people could take that. I think it might actually just cause some sort of cerebral collapse. So that will not be happening. Listen, by the way, I got to tell you, we are now, let me look at the clock, 5 hours, 7 minutes, 51 seconds away from Listener Party 9, Kissing My Ass, which is happening tonight, 7 p.m., Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne, featuring the entire cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show, Sarah X. Dillon, Tim Riley, myself, extended cast and crew will be there, Clyde Lewis will be there, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran will be there, Jen Lane will be in the house.
Kristen from Accounting. Ex-intern Kyle,
current intern Scotty J. We should have Kyle and Scott fight it out.
Ooh.
We should get both of them really drunk, but he called you a sissy. No, he said you weren't all that. I bet if we got Kyle drunk enough, he would totally throw a punch at Scott. I think Scott would fold
like interns, ex-interns.
Totally. I think Scott would fold like a house of cards.
I think that's the next thing for the sport fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. And then Kyle's girlfriend, Megan, won't be dressing like a schoolgirl. She's going to look all hot, though. He promised to make her dress in a slutty fashion. Plus, we have a special guest recreating one of the finest duets of all time. That's happening. Now, listen to this. This is from Pennsylvania. This is a woman named Melissa. She lives in Pennsylvania. She CC'd me on an email to some people in Portland. Keep in mind, this is a woman who lives in Pennsylvania. My favorite radio show, The Rick Emerson Show, was hosting a listener party tonight at Sabala's Matt Tabor. Since I'm in Pennsylvania, I won't be able to attend. Please go for me. Listen to that. If it's anything like past parties, it should be a blast. Info is below. And then she puts all the info right there. In Pennsylvania, they're spreading the word. That is the reach, the depth, the breadth, the width, the girth of The Rick Emerson Show. So thank you there. Let's see. What else do we have here? We've got Rick, how perfect that this is exactly 1 year after the unpleasantness. That's the thing we haven't really talked about a whole lot. Today is April 20th, and everybody thinks it's like a 420 gag, but that was just sort of a coincidence. It is 1 year almost to the day, because it was April 21st. It was
so
tomorrow.
Midnight tonight, it'll be 1 year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Midnight tonight, it's going to be 1 year since they replaced this with the poorly run automated oldie station that no one listens to.
Are we going to talk about that, like when it happened at, two, what was it, 2:22 that day?
It happened at 2, well, the actual switch was at 2 p.m.
Oh, right. That's when I got all the emails.
That's because I forgot to call you.
Well, you weren't obligated to do so.
No.
Even the program director didn't call me until after 5. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
Tim, Look, do you have a time to talk? And it's like you're already listening to, like, the Sly and the Family Stone coming out of the speaker. So they told us at, like, 1:30. They told me at 1:30. Alan pulled me in. And Alan, acting as he always did, like the mayor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Rick, there's going to be some news happening. I thought you'd like to know about it. Boy, howdy. You know, and he came and he sat down. I've told this story before, but he came and he sat down on the other side of the desk. And that's always when you know it's going to be bad news, when the program director or any manager sits on the same side of the desk as you, in the chair next to you, because that's when you're going to talk like buds. You talk like dudes.
He's not reading your palms.
No, he's sitting down. He puts his hand on my shoulder and he goes, there's no easy way to say this, so I'm just going to say it. And then he figured, damn. And
did he have a box of Kleenex in the other hand?
No, he did not. And that's when he figured that they're just, okay, they're replacing me with BJ Shea. You know, that's what it is. That's what I thought, actually. My first thought was not, because, look, if I can just speak honestly and openly about this for a second, because who in the goddamn right mind would think that they were going to replace the station with an automated oldies format? Who would ever think that? I mean, if you would ask me to list a year ago, and I don't mean to drone on about this because we've been back for a month, but you know what, if we're not going to drone on today, the anniversary almost, then like when would we do it? So I might as well tell this now. If you had asked any of us, like last year, a year ago today when we were still at Max, like what are you likely to be replaced with? What would you have said, Tim?
Another talk show, I would imagine.
I would have
a
said,
cheap one.
That's the thing, I would have thought, maybe they'll replace me with some cheap syndicated programming, which was my thought. I thought
there's
they were
plenty
gonna,
of them out there.
I thought they were going to replace us with the show from Seattle called the BJ Shea Show, which is he's on. I guess he's still on there. Well, that station
went
to country. That station doesn't even exist. Anyway, there's some guy. He was doing some show in Seattle, and there was all this buzz that he was like the big thing, and everybody liked him and whatever. And I don't know much about his show, but the theory was that it was an intercom show, and that they were just going to pipe him down.
Give him an extra $100 a week. Right
well, like they did with Marconi. Remember, they sent Marconi up to Seattle, and there was a period, and there was a format flip. But for like a month, he was doing a show in Seattle that was simulcast here, which is why they booted Gustav and Daria. And I thought that's what they were going to do to us. I'm like, this is it. We're out. They're slotting in BJ Shea, and I'll be at home listening to some other guy on the station. Because in no like world would I ever have thought, or I thought maybe we're going Spanish, Disney, something. In no world did I think they're going to take these oldies, and they're going to have them run badly by a computer, and they're going to remove all the live DJs in an effort to expunge every last listener from the audience. And just, it was like if you were going to try to design a station that actually aggressively drove people away. Like if you sat in a conference room and said, look, we need a tax write-off. How can we design a station that no one will listen to? I know. We'll fire all the live local programming. We'll get rid of that Lycus because he's got too many listeners. Get rid of that Hendry as well. Who is that other guy that makes all the... Yeah, get rid of those programs. Now, let's put on some Archie's records and have them played by a computer with no discernible style or format or locality to it. That'll be gold. How would you ever have thought of that? The answer is you would not have.
There are at least 15 people who remember music on AM.
Yeah, so it just came as a total shock to us. So that happened 1 year ago tomorrow. So at midnight tonight, it will be 1 year since the great unpleasantness, the second great unpleasantness, happened. And so anyway, so midnight tonight is that anniversary. So it, that's not really why we put the part in it. It just worked out that way. And so that is yet another reason for you to be there tonight. It is 5 hours, 1 minute, 26 seconds from right now. Mark, listener party nine, Sabala's Mount Tabor. It is happening tonight. The live band, hot chicks, schoolgirls, special guest. Prizes, Unleash Your Metal God contest, all of that. So that is happening tonight. You got to be there. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We've got more from Tim Riley at the City Desk. We're going to talk. Well, we got Jen Lane coming in at some point later on today. All of that. And somebody, we got to talk about this a little bit. Somebody had asked me if I could come up with the top five of top five things that happened to previous listener parties, the top five moments from previous listener parties. The answer is that I could not, but we may just ask you to come up with it in another top five. But we may just ask you to sort of reference quickly to bullet point some of the greatest moments from past listener parties. So be thinking about that. It's 503-733-2970. We are back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970.